We are studying the Adi Lila, chapter number 7, Lord Chaitanya in 5 features. We left off on verse number 20-21. Let us begin if you're all ready. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. Although that storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna when he was present, it was sealed. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates of the Panchatattva, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse to taste transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst for it grew. So this chapter, there are different sections. We finished the first section, sort of an introduction. Now we come to this section of this chapter, which is the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Bas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And then after this section, we will hear about Lord Chaitanya's initiation, how Lord Chaitanya defeated the Mayavadis of Benares. We're going to hear about Sanatan Goswami a little bit. So this chapter is beautiful. Let's look at the purport that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Mahavadanya Avatar because although he is Sri Krishna himself, he is even more favorably disposed to the poor fallen souls than Lord Sri Krishna. When Lord Sri Krishna himself was personally present, he demanded that everyone surrender unto him. What is that statement? Where does Krishna say, Sarva dharman parityaja, mam ekam sharanam vraja, ahang tvang sarva papebhyo, moksha yashyami ma suchaha. When Sri Krishna himself was personally present, he demanded that everyone surrender unto him and promised that he would then give one all protection. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this earth with his associates, he simply distributed transcendental love of God without discrimination. Srila Rupa Goswami, therefore, could understand that Lord Chaitanya was none other than Sri Krishna himself, for no one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can distribute confidential love of the Supreme Person. And the verse Prabhupada is referring to by Rupa Goswami, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tushe Namaha. All right, let's continue. Text number 22. Sri Panchatattva themselves danced again and again and thus made it easier to drink nectarian love of Godhead. They danced, cried, laughed, and chanted like madmen, and in this way they distributed love of Godhead. Purport. People generally cannot understand the actual meaning of chanting and dancing. Describing the Goswamis, Sri Srinivas Acharya stated, Krishnot Kirtana Gana Nartana Parau. Not only did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates demonstrate this chanting and dancing, but the 6 Goswamis also followed in the next generation. The present Krishna consciousness movement follows the same principle, and therefore, simply by chanting and dancing, we have received good responses all over the world. And that is historically correct. So, when Prabhupada started this movement in New York, he started by sitting underneath a tree and chanting. That's how the Hare Krishna movement started. Gradually, he attracted some followers, and after they were inspired and trained, he had them go out. And in the early days, first few years of this movement, if you joined ISKCON, you would go to Mangalarti, You would go to class, and then what would you do all day? You would spend 10 hours dancing and chanting on the streets. That's what Prabhupada would have you do. Just do Sankirtan on the street. Starting in around 1972-73, Prabhupada shifted his emphasis, and he then wanted his followers to go out and distribute books. So I joined in 73. So when I joined, within a matter of a year, every day I was going out on the subways of New York or parking lots or shopping malls, or you would go out all day selling Prabhupada's books. That's Sankirtan, and that's how Prabhupada started this movement. Let's continue. It is to be understood, however, that this chanting and dancing do not belong to this material world. They are actually transcendental activities. For the more one engages in chanting and dancing, the more he can taste the nectar of transcendental love of Godhead. That's an important sentence. We should always have mentioned this many times in lectures that I've given, that we are known, ISKCON is known as the Hare Krishna movement. In other words, we're not the Bhagavad Gita movement. We're not the Srimad Bhagavatam movement. We are the Hare Krishna movement. Yes, Bhagavad Gita is included, Srimad Bhagavatam, that's also part, but our movement is Hare Krishna movement. We are supposed to be known as the chanters of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That, and on the Back to Godhead magazine, it says, magazine of the Hare Krishna movement. So that's the fundament. Now, included with that, yes, we have classes on Bhagavad Gita every day. Classes on Srimad Bhagavatam every day. So, but just so that one is clear on what is the primary objective, it is the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Text number 23. In distributing love of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates did not consider who was a fit candidate and who was not, nor was such distribution should or should not take place. They made no conditions. Wherever they got the opportunity, the members of the Panchatattva distributed love of Godhead. Purport. There are some rascals who dare to speak against the mission of Lord Chaitanya by criticizing the Krishna consciousness movement for accepting Europeans and Americans as Brahmins and offering them sannyas. But here is an authoritative statement that in distributing love of Godhead, one should not consider whether the recipients are Europeans, Americans, Hindus, Muslims, etc. And where does Prabhupada get this? Look at Lord Chaitanya. Who did Lord Chaitanya make his Namacharya? Who was a? Ha. And Rupa and Sanatan, although born as South Indian Brahmins, because they were ministers of the Muslim king, the Brahmin community ostracized them. And they even accepted Muslims' names, Dabir Kas, Sakara Malik. So for all intents and purposes, they had become Muslims. But Lord Chaitanya made them his two foremost disciples. Spent 2 days instructing Rupa Goswami, 10 days, and 2 months instructing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord, and then we studied the whole chapter of Ramananda Roy, who was considered a Shudra, yet Lord Chaitanya was hearing from him. A sannyasi born in a Brahmin family is hearing Krishna Katha from a Shudra. So Lord Chaitanya's whole methodology was, guess what, folks? Don't worry about the material vision. My movement is completely spiritual. It has nothing to do with the material situation that one is in. All right, let's continue. The Krishna consciousness movement should be spread wherever possible, and one should accept those who thus become Vaishnavas as being greater than Brahmins, Hindus, or Indians. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that his name be spread in each and every town and village on the surface of the globe. Therefore, when the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is spread all over the world, should those who embrace it not be accepted as Vaishnavas, Brahmins, and Sannyasis? These foolish arguments are sometimes raised by envious rascals, but Krishna conscious devotees do not care about them. We strictly follow the principles set down by the Panchatattva. Let's chant their names again. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Very good. Text number 24. Although the members of the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love of Godhead and ate and distributed its contents, there was no scarcity, for this wonderful storehouse is so complete that as the love is distributed, the supply increases hundreds of times. Wouldn't you love this on the material, your bank account? You'd give anything for this. So this, if somebody can appreciate this, then somebody will become a preacher. Because someone will understand, if I go out and preach and I give everything that I have, at the end of the day, my account has increased. Because this is transcendental, this is spiritual. So it's completely opposite of material, right? If you know, you all know Christmas time or other times, you have to give so much money for gifts and charity. And then you look at your account, oh my God. But in the spiritual world, you give, you give, you give. You come back at the end of the day, look at my account. My 401k is looking so good. My spiritual 401k. All right. Let's read this verse number 24 again. Although the members of the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love of God and ate and distributed its contents, there was no scarcity. For this wonderful storehouse is so complete that as the love is distributed, the supply increases hundreds of times. Purport. A pseudo-incarnation of Krishna once told his disciple that he had emptied himself by giving him all knowledge and thus was spiritually bankrupt. Such bluffers speak in this way to cheat the public. But actual spiritual consciousness is so perfect that the more it is distributed, the more it increases. Bankruptcy is a term that applies in the material world. And we all know about this in the last couple of years, don't we? Bankruptcy is a term that applies in the material world. But the storehouse of love of God in the spiritual world can never be depleted. Krishna is providing for millions and trillions of living entities by supplying all their necessities. And even if all the innumerable living entities wanted to become Krishna conscious, there would be no scarcity of love of Godhead, nor would there be insufficiency in providing for their maintenance. Our Krishna consciousness movement was started single-handedly. Yes. How many people came with Prabhupada on the boat? Yeah, him. Yes. And at Krishna Kumar's house a few years ago, we studied the beginning years. And it wasn't for almost 1 year till Prabhupada had any temple. He was like, at one point he was actually like one of the Bowery bums. He had no place to stay. He had to leave the place where he was staying because the guy took drugs and wanted to kill Prabhupada. And Prabhupada had to run down the stairs. And it was described, now he was just like one of the Bowery bums. So, single-handedly, that's a fact. Our Krishna consciousness movement was started single-handedly, and no one provided for our livelihood. But at present, we are spending hundreds and thousands of dollars all over the world, and the movement is increasing more and more. There's a story, when Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, one neighbor of the temple, he said, "You guys are supposed to be spiritual. You have so many cars and so many buildings. Prabhupada says, why don't you join us? Don't be envious. Why don't you join us?" And the movement is increasing more and more. Thus, there is no question of scarcity. Yes, that's another thing. For those that know me, you know I love eating. So I joined this movement. I didn't know what to expect. But do I look like I've starved? Krishna has provided sumptuous prasadam every day since 1973 when I joined. Even for the weeks and months that I would be living in a van, because there were a couple of years I was traveling around the country living in a van distributing books. But we had good prasad. And I remember one time the devotee that was my leader, we said, "There's no temple nearby." We were somewhere in the Midwest. "So we're going to have our own Sunday feast." And he cooked rice, dal, sabji right there in the van. So I was seeing in the very beginning, wow, Krishna provides. And that I was getting this food that I'd never seen before. Amazing things. So this Krishna conscious movement is wonderful. Okay. "Although jealous persons may be envious, if we stick to our principles and follow in the footsteps of the Panchatattva, this movement will go on unchecked by imitation swamis, sannyasis, religionists, philosophers, or scientists, for it is transcendental to all material considerations." That was the point I was making before. "Therefore, those who propagate the Krishna consciousness movement should not be afraid of such rascals and fools." Text number 25. "The flood of love of Godhead swelled in all directions, and thus young men, old men, women, and children were all immersed in that inundation." And the bell is rung to confirm. Thank you. Thank you very much. Purport. "When the contents of the storehouse of love of Godhead is thus distributed, there is a powerful inundation that covers the entire land. In Sridham Mayapur, there is sometimes a great flood after the rainy season." Maybe some of you have seen the pictures. Sometimes in our Mayapur temple, the Ganges overflows and it goes right into the temple. And sometimes, if you've been to our Mayapur temple, the deities are on a high raised platform. But one year, the Ganges had flooded and it was actually at the deity's feet. And the devotees, there's a picture of Jayapataka Swami going around Mayapur in a speedboat because the whole area, the Ganges, had overflowed. And the description was that Mother Ganga wanted to offer obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, Radha, and Radha Madhav. Actually, it was Radha Madhav because at that time, the Panchatattva deities were not installed. All right, let us continue. Text number 26. "The Krishna consciousness movement will inundate the entire world and drown everyone, whether one be a gentleman, a rogue, or even lame, invalid, or blind." Purport. "Here again, it may be emphasized that although jealous rascals protest that Europeans and Americans cannot be given the sacred thread or sannyas, there is no need even to consider whether one is a gentleman or a rogue, because this is a spiritual movement which is not concerned with the external body of skin and bones. Because it is being properly conducted, under the guidance of the Panchatattva, strictly following the regulative principles. It has nothing to do with external impediments. Text 27. When the five members of the Panchatattva, so who are they? Who are the five members of the Panchatattva? All right, so let's say their names. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Very good. In this connection, did I read the translation? No? Okay. Text 27. When the five members of the Panchatattva saw the entire world drowned in love of Godhead, and the seed of material enjoyment in the living entities completely destroyed, they all became exceedingly happy. So this here is very instructive. So drowned in love of Godhead, you all know what that, okay. But the seed of material enjoyment, that is the root of all our problems. The seed of material enjoyment. That's why sometimes, or should we say in almost every case, whatever the religion, say the person admits that they've committed a sin. Like in the Catholic religion where I grew up, you would go to the priest and make a confession. You would go into a little booth and the priest would say, so what are your sins? And then you would say, I did this, I did this. Then the priest would say, okay, you should say so many prayers, or depending on how serious it is, he might recommend some austerity or penance. But the problem was, because the seed of material enjoyment was not removed, next week you'd come back and you would confess the same thing. This is explained by Parikshit Maharaj in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, Kunjara Shoshavat, the bathing of the elephant. You know better than me. The elephant will take a nice bath, but as soon as it comes out of the water, what does it do? Puts dust or mud back on. So that's what people in general are doing, because the seed of material enjoyment has not been fried or flooded. So this is what the Panchatattva are doing. Flooding that seed. If a seed is flooded, it can't fructify. So that's what the Sankirtan movement or the Panchatattva are all about. Flood the heart so that the seed of material enjoyment can't fructify. And that they all became exceedingly happy. Purport. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya that since the living entities all belong to the marginal potency of the Lord, so marginal means we are spiritual in nature, but marginal means we can be influenced either by the material energy or the spiritual energy. If I was God, I could not be attracted by the material energy. It's impossible. But because I'm marginal, then for us, the possibility exists of being in the material energy or in the spiritual. That's the only two choices. For instance, either you're in sunlight or you're in darkness. There's no two choices. Yes, you could say there's varying degrees. But basically, there's two choices, sun and dark. So being in material energy, being in Maya, means you're in darkness. Like the Vedic mantra, tamasi ma. Come out of the darkness. Jyotirgama, go to the light. Go to the sun. That means go to the scriptures, go to the spiritual path. So we are marginal. At any moment, we can be in material conscious or Krishna conscious. The choice, that's ours. Because as we know from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't force. Did Krishna force Arjuna at the end of Bhagavad? Yateshyasi tatakuru. Make your choice. Door number one, mode of goodness. Door number two, you like the mode of passion. Door number three, how about tamoguna? You like that? Or then go to the spiritual, transcendental, beyond goodness, passion, and ignorance, devotional service. Let's continue. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya, first of all, I have to say something. I like you guys. I love you people. You make me feel so good. When I had my scare the other day, when I was really scared, it was like a message from Krishna. He was teaching me, appreciate what I've given you. So I just want to tell you how much I all appreciate you. And thank you for attending this class. And I also appreciate the 19 devotees online. May Krishna bless you and protect you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, let's continue before I start crying. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya that since the living entities all belong to the marginal potency of the Lord, each and every living entity has a natural, see that word natural, right? Means you can't help it. It's your nature. Natural tendency to be Krishna conscious, although at the same time, the seed of material enjoyment is undoubtedly within him. That's in terms of the material world, the conditioned souls. Now, why does Prabhupada say natural tendency to become Krishna conscious? That has to do with something which Lord Chaitanya instructs later. That love of Godhead is dormant within everyone. Whether it be George Bush, Osama bin Laden, whoever, the devil himself, every living entity has dormant love of God. I use the word dormant because it has to be awakened. And it's awakened by the association of devotees. That's why it's so important to have association of devotees. Otherwise, that dormant love of God is not going to be awoken. If you don't have association of devotees, your material, because that was also there. And at the same time, the seed of material enjoyment. So if I associate with non-devotees, that seed is going to fructify. And that would be true for me. I've been a devotee since 1973, but if I stopped associating with devotees, if I started going to the clubs and to the bars and to the gambling halls, within a matter of time, I would also become, once again, Malecha Yavana. Yes. So that's why Prabhupada stressed, you have to stay in the association of devotees. Even Prabhupada, one time a disciple asked him, Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, I'm always praying to Krishna that I don't fall down. What does that tell you? I shouldn't think, I'm okay, I'm a devotee, I've got it. No. At any moment, boom, Maya can come. Sometimes I read these descriptions, right? If there's the story of Haridas Thakur, Maya herself appeared to him, all right? Durga Mata herself appeared to him and was putting on a show to entice him. So, if that was to happen to me, forget it. It's in 2 seconds. But Haridas Thakur passed the test and said, no, I have to finish my rounds. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And 3 days she came, putting on quite a show. After 3 days, she said, I have tested you. Now you please initiate me. She said, from my husband, Lord Shiva, I got the holy name of Ram. But from you, I want Krishna mantra. So Haridas Thakur initiated her. Okay, chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, so let's continue. The seed of material enjoyment, watered by the course of material nature, fructifies to become a tree of material entanglement that endows the living entity with all kinds of material enjoyment. To enjoy such material facilities is to be afflicted with the three material miseries. So that means miseries of the body, miseries of the mind, miseries from other people or living entities, and then nature, the cosmos, the demigods. To enjoy such material facilities is to be afflicted with the three material miseries. However, when by nature's law there is a flood, the seeds within the earth become inactive. Similarly, as the inundation of love of Godhead spreads all over the world, the seeds of material enjoyment become impotent. Thus, the more the Krishna consciousness movement spreads, the more the desire for material enjoyment decreases. The seed of material enjoyment automatically becomes impotent with the increase of the Krishna consciousness movement. And that's why the demons, those who are really demons, try to stop Krishna conscious movement. Because they don't want, right? If everyone became Krishna conscious, then what happens to McDonald's? Out of business. If everyone becomes Krishna conscious, you could get property in Las Vegas for a nickel. You understand? So the demons don't want Krishna consciousness to spread because they're out of a job. I've told you the story before. Many years ago, Oprah Winfrey did a show, and she had on a person who ran a slaughterhouse. He was raising cattle, but then he became vegan, and he started raising his cows not for slaughter. And so she had him on, and on the, because I saw the show, and he was explaining how cruel they treat the cows, how they slaughter them, and he was going on and on, all the evils. And at one point, I remember Oprah Winfrey said, "Oh my God, I don't think I could ever eat a hamburger again." Yes. But then, also, because that's how they do TV, they had the opposite side. They had people from the beef industry. And after that show, she was taken to court in Texas because Oprah Winfrey is like the acharya for the American woman. I mean, she's like, I mean, she is so, you ain't kidding. She's like an acharya. And she's fabulously wealthy at the same time. She's one of the richest people in the world. So the beef industry sued her in Texas for damages, but the case was dismissed. But just see, she just had one little show just to explain the truth. This guy was just telling them, because he used to be a cattle raiser, he was just telling, this is what goes on. But as soon as you expose the truth, ooh, watch out, because you're disrupting the whole matrix of Maya. And Prabhupada even said, if the demons really knew what I was doing, they would have killed me. But Prabhupada was very careful how to preach, very expert. He said that. He said, if they knew what I was doing, they would have killed me. All right, let's continue. Instead of being envious that Krishna consciousness is spreading all over the world, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, notice Prabhupada's not taking credit. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya, those who are jealous should be happy, as indicated here by the words Parama Ulas. But because they are Kanishta Adhikaris, that means neophytes, or Prakrita Bhaktas, materialistic devotees, who are not advanced in spiritual knowledge, they are envious instead of happy, and they try to find faults in the Krishna consciousness movement. And that's something we should all be wary of. The tendency is there after some time, there's a tendency to become a fault finder. And that's very detrimental to your spiritual life. And I know people who are afflicted with this. It's called the fault-finding mentality. So don't fall into that. Overlook devotees' faults. We will read at some point the story of Ramachandra Puri in Lord Chaitanya's Leela. He became an expert fault finder. And he would go around to all the devotees and make notes. Oh, he's doing this, he's doing this. And he even found fault with Lord Chaitanya. So you have to be very, very careful. Hari Bol, good to see you. Hare Krishna. You have to be very, very careful not to develop. So they have this expression, is the cup half full or half empty? So like Krishna, how did Krishna treat Putana? He took the bright side, right? Krishna did not consider, oh, she's coming to kill me with poison. Yes, he had to kill her, but he said, but she's acting like my mother. She's offering her milk, so I'm going to kill her, and then I'm going to give her a place in my abode so that she can act like my mother. That's Krishna. And Krishna does that with us. Krishna, I think, was it Shastrakrit was saying? Krishna doesn't say, oh, you missed your rounds on this day. Krishna takes the general view and says, oh, you're a devotee, come back. So we should be like that. Always see, well, the person may have done this, maybe like this, but at least they're doing this, like that. At least they're doing this, right? Do that with your children also. You know, your children may have not done this, but at least they're doing, you know, maybe they're chanting one round, or they're reading, or they're going to the, whatever it is, accentuate the positive. Yes. Let us continue. Yet, Srimad Prabodhananda Saraswati writes in Chaitanya Chandramrita that when influenced by Lord Chaitanya's Krishna consciousness movement, materialists become adverse to talking about their wives and children. Supposedly learned scholars give up their tedious studies of Vedic literature. Yogis give up their impractical practices of mystic yoga. Ascetics give up their austere activities of penance and austerities. And sannyasis give up the study of Sankhya philosophy. Thus, they are all attracted by the bhakti yoga practices of Lord Chaitanya and cannot relish a mellow superior to that of Krishna consciousness. That's why in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, parang drisva nivartate. Krishna consciousness, bhakti, is the higher taste. Again, we were saying that you have two, you're marginal, we're marginal. So you can have the spiritual nature or the inferior nature or material nature. So when you do devotional service, you're getting that higher nature. But if I cultivate sense gratification and sinful activities, I'm cultivating that lower taste. Before becoming a devotee, I had developed the lower taste, okay? But by training, by surrendering, by sadhana, now that lower taste has been greatly diminished. Now I have the higher taste. For instance, before becoming a devotee, I like to play guitar, sing in the clubs. So now, I'd much rather do what I'm doing here, right? I'd much rather do this because it's a higher taste. It's much. So that's Krishna consciousness. You get, same way, I was not vegetarian. Till the day I joined the temple, I wasn't vegetarian. But once you get a taste for prasad, Oh, there's no problem. There's no problem, especially when you find out things like curd, samosas, and Prabhupada emphasized ghee. I know. Gulab jamun.
That's it.
No, but Prabhupada emphasized ghee, especially for the meat eaters, because he said the meat eaters, what they want is the blood of the cow. Like the meat, the real meat eaters, they'll go to the fancy restaurant. How do you like your steak, sir? Bloody. Bloody. That's how they like it. So Prabhupada is saying what they're looking for is the blood. So the Prabhupada's argument is the cow is already giving you its blood in the form of milk, butter, and ghee. She's already giving you. Why do you have to kill her? She's already giving you. So Prabhupada, in his temples, you cooked with ghee, not oil. In Prabhupada's temples, the deities were offered food in ghee. And Prabhupada emphasized that. And ghee is good for you. All right, very good.
That's why Krishna didn't have any problem with cholesterol.
That's right, Krishna. Not because of ghee.
Yeah, right.
Not because of ghee.
Who knows what about that part,
eh? Okay, shall we continue? All right. Text number 28. The more the five members of the Panchatattva cause the rains of love of Godhead to fall, the more the inundation increases and spreads all over the world. Purport. The Krishna consciousness movement is not stereotyped or stagnant. Prabhupada showed us that year after year. For my best example, 1972-73, at the end of the year, we reported to Prabhupada, we distributed so many millions of books, so we were all expecting Prabhupada's going to pat us on the back. Prabhupada said, very good, now double it. Everybody was like, what? Did I hear what he just said? Double it? It will spread all over the world in spite of all objections by fools and rascals that European and American maleches cannot be accepted as Brahmins or sannyasis. Prabhupada would sometimes say, and it's recorded, Prabhupada said, I tried like anything to start this movement in India, but I was getting no help. It was the maleches and yavanas who started this movement. And then he brought those dancing white elephants to India. Then he had his Hare Krishna explosion in Bombay. It will spread all over the world in spite of all objections by fools and rascals that European and American maleches cannot be accepted as Brahmins or sannyasis. Here it is indicated that this process will spread and inundate the entire world with Krishna consciousness, at least for the next 10,000 years. So you have what, you know, like your credit card, you have a grace period. If you pay off your bill, there's no interest. But after that, oh boy, they got you. So this is Kali Yuga, but there's a grace period, 10,000 years. And we've just only had it 500. It's only been 500. But after that, and Prabhupada said, don't stick around. Don't stick around. Go back home, back to God in this lifetime. Therefore, we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right. Text number 29 and 30. The impersonalists, fruitive workers, false logicians, blasphemers, non-devotees, and lowest among the student community are very expert in avoiding the Krishna consciousness movement, and therefore the inundation of Krishna consciousness cannot touch them. So here is the next little subsection of this chapter. So this is a turning point in the chapter. So now Krishnadas Kaviraj has just explained to us what is the mission of the Panchatattva, which is Sankirtan, distributing love of God. Now we're going into another section. Purport. Like Mayavadi philosophers in the past, such as Prakashananda Saraswati of Benares, modern impersonalists are not interested in Lord Chaitanya's Krishna consciousness movement. They do not know the value of this material world, and they consider it false. Right? What did they say? Yeah, Brahma Satya Jaganmitya. Yes. They do not know the value of this material world. They consider it false and cannot understand how the Krishna consciousness movement can utilize it. They are so absorbed in impersonal thought that they take it for granted that all spiritual variety is material. Because they don't know anything beyond their misconception of the Brahma Jyoti, they cannot understand that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is spiritual and therefore beyond the conception of material illusion. Whenever Krishna incarnates personally or as a devotee, these Mayavadi philosophers accept him as an ordinary human being. This is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 11. Avajananti mang mudha manushing tanam ashritam parang bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that be. So besides Krishna, when else did he descend as the human form? Before. Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes. Ram, Vaman was the dwarf, that's a human form. You also had Parashuram, like that. So in the case of Ram, Ravan thought, he's just an ordinary man. Therefore, I'll kidnap his wife, what he can do to me. Because Ravan had gotten that benediction. He had no worries about human beings. Right? So he miscalculated. This Ram is just an ordinary human. Yeah, he found out differently when Ram killed him. Let's continue. There are also other unscrupulous persons who exploit the Lord's appearance by posing as incarnations to cheat the innocent public. We just had one last year, remember? I don't know the guy's name, but it was discovered on YouTube. Yeah. It was discovered. Because I once did a program in one Bengali house. At least they were thinking. Some people. Anyway, let's go on. An incarnation of God should pass the test of the statements of the Shastras and also perform uncommon activities. So those are the two criteria. You have to do things that nobody else can do, and all the incarnations of God are mentioned in the Shastras. Like Kalki is mentioned, that he will take birth in a particular city. He will be known as Vishnu Yasha, like that. So you can't just, appoint somebody. Okay, he's the incarnation of God. Doesn't work that way. So these are the two criteria. One should not accept a rascal as an incarnation of God, but should test his ability to act as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Krishna book, 10th canto, there's Poundrukha. Poundrukha added two fake arms to make himself look like Vasudev. And then he challenged Krishna by saying, "Give me back my Sudarshan Chakra." So Krishna said, "Sure, if you can handle it." So Krishna sent his Sudarshan Chakra and cut off his head. Shri Shri Radha Raman Bhagavan Ki. Yes, so you have to be careful. For example, Krishna taught Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna also accepted him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But for our understanding, Arjuna requested the Lord to manifest his universal form. So here we go. Now we learn something about Bhagavad Gita that we may not have known before. Why did Arjuna ask? So Prabhupada is telling you, Arjuna asked not for himself, but for us, because Arjuna is just a target. Bhagavad Gita is primarily for the people of Kali Yuga to become Krishna conscious. So Arjuna, being merciful, asks Krishna, please show your universal form. But for our understanding, Arjuna requested the Lord to manifest his universal form, thus testing whether he was actually the Supreme Lord. Similarly, one must test a so-called incarnation of Godhead according to the standard criteria. To avoid being misled by an exhibition of mystic powers, it is best to examine a so-called incarnation of God in the light of the statements of the Shastras. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described in the Shastras as an incarnation of Krishna. Therefore, if one wants to imitate Lord Chaitanya and claim to be an incarnation, he must show evidence from the Shastras about his appearance to substantiate his claim. But the thing is, Lord Chaitanya, if anyone ever said, oh, you are God, Lord Chaitanya would go, what? Vishnu, Vishnu. Because that was not his role. We've already studied that. His role was to come as a devotee. So even if somebody says that blah, 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 not in this age of Kali. The age of Kali, there is no Leela avatar. This we will learn in the teachings of, I believe it's Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, yes. That there is no Leela avatar in the age of Kali. There is an avatar. That avatar is the Maha Mantra. I was asked this question recently and previously, because the question always comes up. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Right. So whenever there's a discrepancy, so sometimes people ask, well, there's so much discrepancy now, why isn't Krishna coming? And the answer is he has come. He has come as the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Not the way you want him to come. He comes as he wants to come. He was just here, and very few people got it. So this time, he comes as his devotee. But as far as the incarnation of the age of Kali, it is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So let's chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama. All right, we'll have to end our class.